Brian McMunn. A little funky Friday for you here on Tide 99.1 again. McMunn loves playing DJ on Fridays here on the show. Does a good job with it. We appreciate you joining us. I'm Chris Stewart, and we welcome into the show longtime friend, writer for AL.com, the Alabama Media Group. He is Tommy Hicks. Dr. Hicks, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm grooving right now, but I'm good.
Yeah, how do you not when McMunn starts spinning the vinyl there for you?
I also want to talk in my radio voice. You know, hey, come on, how do you not? I'm not slipping right into the voice.
You go Wolfman Jack on us there, man. That's good stuff. Hey, usually you got big games on Friday nights down in Mobile, but those are high school games. You got a big college game tonight. South Alabama under Joey Jones, and the last time he will square off against Larry Blakeney at Troy, as Larry's decided to call it quits in there. I know it has not been a season he was looking for, but I've got a feeling this one's kind of special still for South Alabama fans in the infancy stages of that program.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's the in-state rival and their conference rivals, and for South Alabama, they've not beat Troy before, so certainly this is going to get their attention. And last year they went to Troy and scored a touchdown with 48 seconds left, take the lead, thought they had it, and Troy scored one with 7 seconds left to beat them by a point. So I'm sure that one has been mentioned a time or two this week. And for Troy, they certainly haven't had the season they wanted. They're 1-6 coming in tonight. But they want to, talking to one of the players earlier this week, that all the players are talking about getting as many wins for Larry as possible down the stretch. So a lot of things going on both sidelines. It should make for a pretty good game.
Tommy, how much of an impact has South Alabama starting football and doing a really nice job with recruiting and everything else that Joey and his staff have done? How much do you think that has impacted what we've seen from Troy in terms of their decline over the last 3 years?
Well, I think it's had a big impact because, you know, Troy was able to come in into the Mobile area and in the Panhandle. They've made a living off of getting a lot of those players in the past, and, you know, but a lot of schools have. I mean, when you think about the talent that's in this area, you look at the Alabama and the Auburn rosters and rosters at LSU and rosters all around, you're going to see Mobile kids. But there's also been that second tier of players that have really helped mid-major schools along the way. I mean, from Troy to Alabama A&M to Alabama State to Jack State, you know, all around, Southern Miss, a lot of schools like that, they've had an impact there. And having South come in and start football, and with Joey Jones, who was a high school coach for several years, very successful, and knew that group, and he brought in coaches who had great contacts with the high schools, so they've made a big dent in that, and not letting a lot of these guys get out of town. I mean, right now they've got a verbal commitment from Jalen Thompson, who a lot of SEC teams would like to have, so. Kid plays at St. Paul's, defensive back, and an offensive player. He's just had a great season, and he could be a game changer for this program if he stays with his commitment and stays with South Alabama. So I think it's had a big impact.
Talking to Tommy Hicks from AL.com, Alabama Media Group. You read his work in print there in the Mobile Press Register. And for this matchup tonight, the quarterback at South, correct me if I'm wrong, but last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, I'm watching online and follow them, and the guy that was the analyst on the TV broadcast was saying, you know, the guy looked kind of disinterested, and then all of a sudden the switch flips, and he's leading South Alabama to a win. Was that 2 weeks ago? Was that last week? Because I know he was named Sun Belt Player of the Week, was he not?
Yeah, this past week. Brandon Bridge is who you're talking about, and has a lot of athletic skills. I mean, he really is a prototype kind of pro quarterback. He's 6'6", he's 235, he's got a cannon for an arm, and he can pull it down and run with it and do a great job. But he didn't have a great game, but neither did the entire South offense last week. They just kind of plodded along and stayed just ahead of Georgia State, and then Georgia State was threatening to win and had the lead, and Bridge let him down on a three-play, 85-yard drive where he, on the first play, he carried it for 65, and then he threw an 18-yard touchdown pass to win it. So it was probably the last game that they were talking about. He didn't have great numbers, 11 of 32 passing, but he didn't have any picks, and he had 137 yards rushing. So, you know, you never know what – that's been the problem with South's offense and with Bridge in particular, is just a little bit of an inconsistency. But when they click, they play really well. They just need to click a lot more often, especially down this second half stretch where they're going to play the toughest part of their schedule.
Joey Jones has done a really nice job down there building the thing from scratch. You know him really well. Is he a guy that, if this goes as we think it will, and he's able to contend and win some Sun Belt titles, go to some bowl games with this program, he'll get phone calls. Is he a guy that will be happy spending out the rest of his career there in Mobile, or does he have aspirations of seeing just how high he can go in this thing as a coach?
Well, I think every coach has aspirations of going higher than where you are, if that is a possibility. And certainly as a mid-major level coach, those opportunities could be there for Joey. And certainly I think that his name will be mentioned if they continue to progress the way they have. His name's going to pop up. But I believe it would have to be something really, really not just special, but a really good opportunity for him to go. And I say that because he is from here, and he really wanted this job when it came open, and really, really put himself out there and said he wanted this job, and this is the job that he wanted. And his family's happy here. They really like the area. He loves living in this area. Now, if another opportunity, though, a greater opportunity comes along, then he's got to look at that, and I think that he would be someone who would give that consideration. But I don't think he will jump at the first offer from a bigger school that comes along. I think it has to be the right fit for him, because he's really built his career on being at places and surrounding himself by people that are good fits. You look at his assistant coaches that have been here since he's been here. Bill Clark, now at UAB's head coach. He brought him in from Prattville and really did some things. He's got Brian Turner and John Turner here. He's got Freddie Roach, former Alabama player, here on the staff. He's got Robert Matthews and Travis Pearson, guys who have had some really good success in different places that they've been. So he's really a guy who understands the right fit, and I think that will dictate what he does beyond South Alabama, if there is something beyond South Alabama.
He probably, and I'm just guessing, is wanting to stay and see if he can get this thing to the level I referenced just a moment ago, Tommy, with league titles, with some bowl trips, because this is two straight building jobs. And he didn't get a chance to see the first one through at Birmingham Southern, as he literally started that program from scratch, first one they'd had since the late 30s or 40s, and truly the first ever football program at South. And he's just now got this thing at a level where you can do something and compete and contend. And I like you said, I guess that would be very tough to walk from.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that. And you know, they're in a position to contend this year. They've lost their one loss in the league. They're 3-1 going into tonight, 4-2 overall. Their one loss is to Georgia Southern, which is unbeaten. Okay, they can't do anything about that. Georgia Southern doesn't have to play Lafayette or Arkansas State. It was considered the two best teams in the league alongside Georgia Southern. So they get a schedule break, and there may not be anything they can do about that to win the league, but they still can stay in contention. They play at Lafayette next week and then go to Arkansas State. So South is going to get their chances to play against those teams to contend for the title. But a bowl opportunity seems very real this season, which would be, you know, you look at what they've done, it's only their sixth year. This is only the second year they could play for a bowl opportunity. So to do things that quickly says something about the job that Joey and his staff has done.
You saw Mississippi State in person. You covered the SEC for several years. First of all, does it blow your mind to think that Mississippi State is the number one ranked team in college football today? And second of all, are they a team that you feel like is built to be right there in the mix when the college football playoff field is announced?
I think so. I mean, look at what they've done. Look at Dak Prescott. He's just terrific. But and he gets most of the attention because of the things he does for that offense. But that defense is really strong. That defense is very good, and they've got some guys over there that are going to play on Sundays. And they've been really good, and you know in the SEC, if you can play on the defensive line and offensive line, you've got a chance to play nationally and play for titles. And that group has really strong lines on both sides of the football. So are you surprised to see one Mississippi, two Mississippi? Yeah. I mean, I think everyone is surprised by that. But at the same time, they've proven themselves. Both schools have, and they've taken on. It's going to be interesting to see. There's still a lot of football, certainly in that West Division. There's a lot of football left for all of them. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But just watching them so far and seeing what they've done, seeing how they've handled it, I mean, you know, three straight top 10 teams, although those teams may not be all top 10 now, when they came in, when they played them, that's where they were ranked, and they handled themselves in those games. So it's going to be interesting to see how Mississippi State handles all the attention along with the competition that they're going to face.
Tommy, always appreciate the chance to visit, bud. Hope things are going well, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Cue that good music again on the way out. So.
We'll hit that. Can you throw him some, McMoney? Is that too much of a curve to throw you to try to send the man out right?
I think it was a fastball right by.
I think so. He's trying to keep me on the air.
He's trying to find the right tune. I don't blame you. You got
all right. We'll try to burn you a CD and send it to you. How about that?
Okay, that'll work. I appreciate it, buddy.
TommyHicks.com, Alabama Media Group, joining us from Mobile tonight.